Very glad to invite you to open your Bibles to Psalm 79. Our new Psalm of the month is going to be Psalm 79, and I'll read it as it is here in the New King James, and then give a few brief words of meditation on this psalm. Psalm 79, please listen to God's word. A psalm of Asaph. God, the nations have come into your inheritance. Your holy temple they have defiled. They have laid Jerusalem in heaps. The dead bodies of your servants they have given as food to the birds of the heavens, the flesh of your saints to the beasts of the earth. Their blood they have shed like water all around Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury them. We've become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to those who are around us. How long, O Lord? Will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call on your name, for they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. Oh, do not remember former iniquities against us. Let your tender mercies come speedily to meet us, for we have been brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and provide atonement for our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let there be known among the nations in our sight the avenging of the blood of your servants, which has been shed. Let the groaning of your prisoners come before you according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those who are appointed to die, and return to our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach with which they have reproached you, O Lord. So we, your people and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. If you don't catch the tone of this psalm is a deep lament. The occasion is pretty clearly the Babylonian invasion of Judah and the destruction of Jerusalem. The armies came and they tore down the walls of Jerusalem. They went into the temple and they violated it. And as the verses 1 through 4 describe, the bodies of those who were killed are strewn around the city. It was an awful, terrifying judgment that came into Judah and Jerusalem. In such dire situations, it's natural, as verse 5 does, to cry out to God, "How long, O Lord? Will you be angry forever? Will your justice burn like your jealousy burn like fire?" But the psalm does more, because it recognizes why this is happening to them. There is a physical trial. The invasion is awful. But if you look on into verses 8 and 9, you will find that the children of Israel ask God's forgiveness for their sins. They ask God to atone them. And it uses a very specific word that I want to really highlight in this psalm meditation, because atonement speaks about the payment for sins. You might think in the Old Testament about the many sacrifices that were to make atonement for sin, to make payment. Or you might think of the Day of Atonement, that yearly celebration that would take place, where the people of God would bring a lamb and they would put their hands on the lamb as if to transfer their sins to that lamb. The lamb would then be sacrificed. It was killed as a substitute. It symbolically bore the penalty, or the penalty of death for sinners. But the blood of a lamb offered over and over, year after year, could not ultimately pay the price. It only represented the true atonement that would come through Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who would be slain, would die on the cross as the once for all atonement, the once for all payment for our sins. Commentator Ash says of the atonement, then, it does not mean that God turns a blind eye to sin. That's never been the case. He does not turn a blind eye for sins, for this would contradict his holy justice. But it means that he sends his Son to make atonement for sins. This psalm then teaches an important thing about this judgment of God. When the children of Israel were defeated, when they were carried off for the Babylonians, it admits that they weren't innocent. They confessed their sin, and they understood this defeat as God's pouring out his wrath on them, it says in verse 6. It also reveals God's sovereign purpose, because he makes use of the evil Babylonians. It is very clear that what they do is evil. You can't deny that. It was horrible. They slaughtered men, women, and children. They desecrated the temple. They invaded and waged war against God's chosen people, the sheep of his pasture, as verse 13 says. It is evil without question. But at the same time, God used the Babylonians to bring his righteous judgment on Judah. He brought them low for their iniquities. Verse 8. Then look at verse 9. Why would God do this? It is for the honor of his name. Verse 9 provides this central truth. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and provide atonement for our sins, for your name's sake. What the psalm does is it leads you to understand that your repentance, that your atonement brings glory to God. Have you ever thought about that? I hope through this psalm that you would recognize that the great work of Jesus Christ dying on the cross for your sins is the most glorious truth of all of history. God, who is holy, sent his Son to die on the cross so that you and I, as sinners, could have our sins atoned, our sins paid for fully. And so it demonstrates God's holy name. He who dwells in unapproachable light because he is holy has embraced us because of Jesus. And so with the children of Israel, we pray for that atonement. We pray for that for ourselves. But the psalm does one more thing. It also prays for the atonement of God's enemies. It prays that they might be judged as well, either converted and brought to the truth of Jesus and their sins atoned, or that they might fall under his judgment forever. We can and should say then, as verse 10 says, why should the nations say, where is their God? Let there be known among the nations in our sight the avenging of the blood of your servants, which has been shed. And therein lies that prayer for the nations, that they too would come to know Jesus or fall under his just judgment. So today we'll be singing a lament. We'll be singing about that awful judgment of God, and may it move us to repent of our sins, to ask God for his atonement.